shit. Wait. Oh my God. Somebody joined. Hang on. Somebody joined. They're not saying anything at the moment. But somebody joined. Looks like it's Nella. Hey. Hey, it's my mortar. Hey, I hear some noise. Whoa. My God. Well, because somebody else joined. Nella, I guess, joined. I can't hear anything.
He's having some trouble with his Oculus.
Yeah.
And we're also in a Discord call right now, so I'm going to have to stream it to someone else.
Oh, this good. I don't know how that works, man. Figure it out.
Oh, he left.
Oh, he left. Of course he did. That's what we do on Fetus Buried Jam, is everybody leaves. Yeah. Nobody joins in the first place, which I guess is rule number one broken, but then everybody leaves. That's the second rule, and it does maintain.
I have bad news, because I didn't join in time earlier.
Yeah.
You didn't get to hear me screaming in pain in the shower because of the fucking hot water on my split open knuckle, because I went hard as fuck on a heavy bag today.
Oh, yeah.
No gloves.
Nice. That's it. Well, probably not the best way to do it, but you did it. Good for you.
I didn't have any gloves. I'm trying to start going to the gym.
Oh, okay. Well, you could just, get some bologna meat and put it on your hands.
I'm not sure if I'm going to put bologna meat on my hands.
Bag of peas is what that end says. You're going to do a bag of peas instead. Yeah, just put a bag of peas on your hands. Yeah, buddy. There you go. That's all it takes. Yeah, just some peas on your hands. Not like urine, but like a bag of like frozen vegetables.
I don't know. The piss apparently works for jellyfish stings. It'll probably work for this too.
It'll only work after you get hurt, not before. You can pee on your hands. You can punch whatever you want. It's not going to make much of a difference. But pee on your hands after, well, get back to us. You know what I mean? Hey, all right. So then, we actually, oh my God. Yeah, hey, so we have guests. I guess this is how it would work. Is for future, because a lot of people are like, I want to be on the show. Okay, first off, no, you don't. don't lie to me. The next thing is, well, how do I join? Well, I guess this is how you join. I never really mess around with the app. I only ever hit the record button, and then it goes until I have to shut it off, and then I don't edit it. And and then the next thing that happens is I upload it, and that's it. That's my whole experience, right? Recently a friend of mine was like, "Oh, well, how does that work?" Okay, well, I kind of looked into it. I'm like, "Oh, okay." So it turns out I can like flag certain audio and whatever, and then I guess I have the option to edit. I don't know. I never bothered. So I guess this is that's where we are. So here we are, I suppose.
Raw audio, final audio.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I don't ever do anything else with it. I don't know. A lot of people are like, wow, you do a whole show that's like an hour long and you don't edit it at all, and I'm like, no.
No need.
Yeah. I mean, usually I think like there's no need, but then the other part of it too is like I don't know how.
Yeah.
And that's why people get the hour long shit show that they do. So I guess I might as well do an intro. Welcome to another episode of Fetus Buried Jam that we're recording right now, apparently. I'm Fetus Buried Crunch, joined as often, almost as always, by my brother, my good friend here at Dead End. The co-host with the most ghosts, because his wife died again. He's here. And then who else have we got? You want to do an intro?
Punish Memoru from Twitter.com. I mostly just do shit posts.
Nice.
And retweet a lot of stuff that you probably should not view in public.
Quite a few of my tweets then, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And Nilla is still trying to get in.
Noah. Why don't he build it? Why don't he build a boat and get to it?
Not Noah. Nilla.
Nilla is a different person, like the cookie or biscuit, depending on who you are. Yeah. It's a wafer. They used to put them on, they used to put them on milkshakes at a certain place that was here in Portland back in the day.
He also gets put in banana pudding down here in the South.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You can't have nana pudding without,
Nilla wafers.
Yeah. It's necessary. Yeah. Not just anybody can do it. It's a good game. I don't credit her. I have it on PS3. That's a good game. So yeah, well, okay. Let's see. What do you got up to today, huh? Because now we're doing an interview. Yeah.
Honestly, okay. I work retail. I work at a grocery store, and I'm in a beach town.
Nice.
And it's Memorial Day weekend. So all sorts of people coming out of the woodwork, coming down here, buying shit, and
they all want lube. Having an attitude. Yeah, am I wrong? I mean, they all want lube. If I'm going to the beach, I want lube. That's what I want.
Lube up the sand. Turn it into a slip and slide. Go right into the ocean. Exactly. Fuck that shark.
I'm going to the ocean. Yeah, that's right. I'm too slick for shark's jaws. I start shouting at the ocean, you know, and telling it who's boss, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Hey, if you want to pull a John McAfee, you got to fill the ocean with enough lube for it.
That's
those whales ain't going to fuck themselves.
I mean, they're slick on their own, but it's like they need some help. And that's what science is for. That's what science is for as an entire way of being is lubrication for whales, I guess. Hey, no, time for the whale lube discussion. Hey, all right. That's good news.
Wow. Hopefully his mic is not being quite so horrible right now.
He's trying. It would be good. Yeah, I did the thing because I get an option on the app. It's like, invite people. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, why not? And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I have to put out a link and anybody can join. Okay, I did that. And then waited for, Dead End and I waited for, God, what was that, like 10 minutes or something? Like, nobody joined. And I was like, well, fuck it. Then I'm going to record another episode of a show that nobody wants to hear. And then we did that. And then I got bored. And I was like, yeah, we're done. And then I saw your Twitter comments. You guys were like, oh, I'll join. I'm like, well, are you really going to do it? Okay, fine.
I was going to. But yeah, I had just gotten back from my workout, and I was getting a beer for a shower beer, and I was also eating some, like, getting some protein before I did that.
Everyone does.
So it sort of just ran out of time.
Yeah, just eating pure pig fed, as one does, yeah. slurry, they call it. You don't make a stove out of cement. That's stupid. You don't do that. You don't get cement hot because it's made with water. And the steam will explode.
Is it working now?
Oh.
Yes, it is working now, Nilla. Had to resort to your phone, I see.
Yes, because for some reason it's not detecting my Behringer setup.
But it should.
It should. It's detecting it. It's just, and my microphone is turned on, and everything is supposedly working on the technical side of things, but it's not doing playback for some reason.
Huh.
Did your cat fuck with it again?
No, not this time.
That damn cat. That damn cat. What? So, hey, look, now we have a second guest. I thought nobody was ever going to join. Now we have two people.
You guys had some nice banter going while I was fucking around.
Oh, you heard that. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, no. Right. I could hear you guys fucking clear as fucking day.
Yeah. What?
I just couldn't interject in the slightest.
Well, sure. So, I mean, we couldn't hear you. You can hear us, and now you can hear us, but you can't speak, which is why I'm responding to you. Yeah.
Yes. Because I can hear you. Do you want me to do an introduction?
Sure. Hey, I mean, we already, yeah, we kind of got past that. Yeah, you want to do another one? Yeah, let's go. You just joined. Let's do that.
Hi, I'm Nilla Gorilla. Sorry, Vanilla Gorilla, but I just go by Nilla. I also mostly shitpost. I also do pretty much whatever the hell I want on Twitter. I'm basically just existing to embarrass the nation of Australia as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Good on you, as they say. Yeah. All right. A fair dinkum embarrassment. Yeah, good for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're into that. That's yeah. Well, I think I like to think we all embarrass our nations, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. In a way.
Well, I mean, you can love your nation and still embarrass, right? I mean, isn't that how it works?
I'm sure the American government is embarrassed of me, but I don't really care what the American government thinks of me.
Well, it doesn't stop that federal agent that was tasked to you watching what to watch you do, you know?
Oh, I know. Jerry's watching great. What they do.
Oh, yeah. Yours is Jerry? Nice. Mine's Jerry. Mine's Colin.
Frank.
Which I think is a weird name. Oh, yeah. Dead Ends is Frank. All right. Oh, yeah. Miller's ears. Okay. Nice. Okay. Because we have a third guest. No, we don't. Miller's ears have to find somebody good. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, the solar system is all messed up.
Just trying to.
Yeah. And now we can
do this without making too much noise.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, it's all bad, and nobody's going to listen to this. So, you know.
So there's that's no holds barred. Sensors are off. Nothing matters.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, the show is on. So the show is on Spotify for nobody to hear, which is weird. Because yeah, it's strange, right? I've been doing a podcast with some buddies. It was called Nothing in Particular. We were uploading to archive.org, and yep. Nobody had ever listened. Now the guy who dropped out. The real Gums. He had said that people had actually come to him after we stopped recording, after we stopped regularly doing episodes. People were like, hey, man, what happened to that podcast? Yeah, nobody's ever come to me. So as far as I'm concerned, he was lying to me, which a lot of people do.
He's trying to make you feel better.
Right. I feel like it was all consolation, right? So I thought, you know, why not? Right, why not? I'll do another podcast, and I'll call this one Fetus Berry Jam, because I think that's kind of a fun name. And, you know, here we are doing this. And I think probably my biggest episode has had, like, maybe 30 listeners.
Hmm.
And in terms of the internet, that's nobody.
Yeah,
that's not even enough to fill, like, an American classroom. I don't know how many they have in Australia, but in an American classroom, they can have up to, like, 40 people. Because everything is terrible. Is that right in Australia as well?
Well, it depends on the school. Sometimes it can be less.
Okay. Well, because I don't know how big they make the rooms in Australia. I don't know how big rooms are in Australia, I guess is what I'm saying. Are they very? Okay. Okay. Oh, Dead End is he's gesturing. So, okay. Yeah, it looks like American-sized rooms is what you're saying. Yeah, he's got hand signals like American-sized rooms. That looks like an American. Yeah, like an American room. Yeah. Oh, like the band L7. Yeah, they were on the Tank Girl soundtrack. Yeah. 7L. Yeah, 7L.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, he's got it. Nobody can see what we're doing, so. Yeah, it's an audio format, which is why his gestures work so well. Because nobody can hear what he's doing with his hands.
Leaves yeah, so much up to the imagination.
It should. I think that's what makes a good podcast. I mean, I wouldn't know. Look at him, he's gesturing. He's gesturing wildly. He had to actually take a breath. He's a little bit winded because of all the mad gesturing. Yeah. Good for him. Let's all gesture for a moment. Put out some Australian gestures. Let's see that. Damn, that's some good gesturing. Yeah. So that's some incredible Australian gesturing. I had never, wow, it's very different from American, I would say, huh? That was wild. Amori, you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible.
I mean, it seemed like it was upside down, honestly. That was bizarre.
It's strange. I'll tell him again to adjust his camera. But it does. I mean, his camera's not off, so I don't know what kind of a difference it's going to make, really, in the long run. But, see, Dead End's doing it again. He's more gesturing. Yeah, it almost looks like a dance. Wow. That was really graceful. That was super cool. Incredible. Wow. Damn. He was doing some cool stuff there. Wow.
I didn't know you could do that with a penis.
It's you can actually do like origami with a penis, which is incredible. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. Have you ever seen that? There's a whole thing. You can do like balloon animals and stuff with your junk.
Some people can. It depends on if the American medical system has gotten to you or not.
Whether or not they've gotten to you, yes. Yeah. Sure, yeah. I don't know. Aussies are probably fine now. You can probably do some cool stuff.
Make the Eiffel Tower.
Nice. See? Okay. That's pretty cool. Let's see it. Damn. You can hear that. That's some quality penis. Put it on the mic. Damn. Okay. That is some that's some quality penis. Y'all heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That was wow. You put the whole team on his dick. That was incredible. Cats coming to town. Oh, shit. Cats is coming to town. People going to climb on my lap. I like that. Yeah, cats. I've seen cats. Yeah. The best part is when they go into the audience and they start telling people happy birthday. That's my favorite part of cats, I think. Yeah. They're all like, it's birthday. It's your birthday. You know what I mean?
Wait, are we talking Cats, the Broadway musical?
One with all the bubbles. Yeah.
Ooh. So are they following the movie's example and showing the buttholes these days?
They always did.
Oh. I might have to check that out then. I can see the butthole right now.
Dude, it's like, you ever seen Cats in real life, man? Full penetration. Yeah, the Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yeah, he insists on it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's just for affinity.
You're a cat all the way.
Oh, is that just for affinity? Oh. For affinity on Broadway. Sorry, Broadway. In the theater. Yeah.
And I guess there is the line, when you're a cat all the way. So it makes sense they would go all the way.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a whole... And then they're like snapping, you know, and all the cats smoke cigarettes. Yeah, it's a pretty cool... I mean, it's a pretty cool show, I guess. You've ever been there. I don't know. There are probably some people who haven't, but I wouldn't know about that.
Anyone who hasn't is just a fucking peasant.
They're telling on themselves.
Yeah, they're just a peasant.
You know, they're all plebs. That always bothered me. I prefer to say plebs because it's plebeian. Pleb sounds terrible. It sounds like you're uneducated. It sounds like you want to say something, but you'd only ever read it. You know, and so you say it the way that you had read it, the way that it sounds in your head. And then you sound like a stupid asshole. Gif and Jeff. Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, didn't he get in trouble for? Yeah. Didn't he get in trouble for a thing? Was it saying a word or was it like coming on to somebody? I don't remember. Gentleman Jack Gallagher. Yeah, didn't he have a problem with somebody? Chris Evans. Yeah. You can't choose a side. Noam Gallagher. Or Liam Gallagher. Either one. It doesn't matter. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. So you're just going to do all the memes. We're going to do all the memes in a row. Just get them done with. How many of them can you think of? Doesn't matter. There's the timer. So let's see. So it's just you and me now, Mamoru.
Yeah. Someone came up with Nilla. He had to bounce.
Nilla's been having problems.
Yep.
Which makes sense as an Australian. I bet plants are trying to kill him. Or if it's not squatters.
If it's none of that, then it's the internet.
Yeah. Well, it's Australia.
It's Australia. Up until the 70s, the Aboriginals were not considered people. They were considered natural wildlife.
Oh, that's so strange to me. They walk on hind legs. They're capable of speech. I don't know why. I mean, physiologically, they're human, so I don't know why. That, yeah, right, like Rob Zombie. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that'd be an issue. But I, and it's the Mandy shirt. I think, yeah, I think that's really very strange. But also, like, so okay, something about me. I live in the Pacific. Well, I should say something about us. Myself at that end. We live in the Pacific Northwest. That's life on easy mode. We don't really have like venomous snakes. We don't have particularly venomous spiders, unless you count, you know, like hobo spiders, brown recluse, black widows. All of those spiders will leave you the hell alone.
Oh yeah,
in Australia, they got big old spiders that'll rush at you.
You can have a freaking black widow or a brown recluse crawling on your hand. They're not going to bite you unless you're poking at them.
Yeah, unless something happens, you know, you got to freak them out.
Yeah.
But in Australia, yeah, there are spiders who will chase you. There are spiders that hang out in the dunny. Spiders hang out in the dunny, which is to say the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
They'll bite you on your bits. You sit down. There's, you know, like horrible snakes. There's like venomous birds. There's all kind of like really terrible stuff out there. And then, you know.
There's land sharks and drop bears.
Yeah.
True story.
And venomous plants. There are deadly plants out there, which is wild. Because, like, out here, like, you know, you bump into some poison oak or something, or, like, you know, stinging nettles. And, like, oh, God, my life kind of sucks for a moment. But out there, they've got, like, the gimpy bush?
Gimpy.
Yeah.
The horses have been known to brush against it while on army exercise up in the northern rainforests. And then intentionally throw themselves off cliffs to escape the pain.
Yeah, I've heard about people doing that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was one dude during army exercises. He took a shit in the forest, and they looked around. Tried to find a good big leaf to wipe his ass with.
Oh,
and wouldn't you know it, the man grabbed a gimpy leaf and rubbed that shit all over his taint, an asshole.
And then he died.
He shot himself.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't blame him.
He probably brushed the thing against his balls, too, on the way back.
Oh, likely. You know, you got to get, like, a good clean. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that he ended himself. Yeah, that he checked that early. Yeah, there's everything in Australia is actively trying to kill you. Like, there are probably even venomous rocks out there.
Probably. Well, actually, Australia is one of the number one sources of uranium in the world. So, are poisonous rocks.
Yeah, spicy rocks. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, everything in Australia is trying to kill you. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it's life on easy mode. You don't really have to worry about anything.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have much in the way of natural disasters, except maybe an earthquake every now and then.
I don't know that we've had an earthquake since like the early 90s, man. It might have even been the mid 90s, but yeah, we have not. Well, I mean, there's tremors, but I think the last one that we had was like a 5-point something that happened in like the mid 90s, I think.
Yeah, where it's like it's not that bad. It's fun to deal with.
Well, it's like, I mean, I remember waking up and thinking like, what the hell is going on? Not like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Nothing happened. Like, nothing. Yeah. I woke up because my bed was being shaken, and I'm like, what the hell? And I look over, and like, things are shaking, like, pictures on the wall, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. What is this? And then it stopped, and I was like, oh, good. And I went back to sleep, and that was my earthquake story. Yeah. I have nothing else on that. Whereas, you know, people in California. Oh man, my family had a 9-point and it destroyed my car and like my house and like so much of the city was left in ruin, you know, and then like there was that horrible quake in like Japan where like everything was destroyed. Yeah, nah, we don't have that.
Yeah. I lived in California for a few years as a kid. I was a military brat, lived on Beale Air Force Base, which is near Yuba City to the north of Sacramento. I never got an earthquake.
Yeah, Northern California is not so bad. Southern California is where you start dealing with like fault lines. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because that's where San Andreas is, and that's
exactly
a really big fault line.
Yeah, very active. Yeah. It's not generally a problem right here.
San Francisco is kind of Northern California, and they deal with some pretty bad earthquakes too.
I think that's because of the Bay.
Probably.
I think that has something to do with the amount of like water that they're near.
Probably amplifies it.
I'm gonna borrow that. I'm at 40%.
Yeah, a little bit.
Only 40%. No, I'm at 40%. I gotta charge up. If I'm gonna keep talking to this guy, I almost said these guys. No, it's just one. yeah, well, hey. I don't know. Retweet. Get some more word out. Let's get some more people on here, huh? I don't know what's happening. I've been drinking for, hell, I don't know, 7 hours now? Whatever.
Shit.
Yeah.
Can't say I'm surprised. This is the first time I've spoken to you voice to voice, but we've been mutuals for a good couple years now. Yeah, there was that gap where I wasn't on Twitter, but you recognized me when I came back.
Yeah. Enough. Yeah, buddy. I am. We're doing voice to voice now. We're intimate.
I didn't really realize things got that far that fast.
It did. The moment you joined, we know each other. Yeah.
Oof.
You have lain with me, and you'll soon be pregnant, and we'll figure that out as it goes.
So I've got a fetus.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You have been you've been bestowed upon the fetus of the fetus. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Receive my gift. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like that. Yes. You did a great job.
I can never cheat on you, because I would not only be cheating you, I'd be cheating myself.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You cheated not only the relationship but yourself. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Dude, I gotta tell you, man. That absolutely blows my damn mind how my like throwaway shit post actually made like an impact. That's so weird to me. Yeah, it's so strange. I make dozens of shit posts a day on a slow day. And like there's this one that like jumped off, and it ended up like translated into like, I saw one that was in like it was in Hebrew, I saw Japanese, I've seen it in Spanish, like it's been all over the world. How?
Game journos still seethe over it.
Oh my God. Well, and it keeps popping up. That's so weird to me.
I was too busy playing Elden Ring to see if it popped up again after that released. Did it?
It probably did. I mean, likely. I don't know.
I noticed you don't have it in your bio or anything anymore.
No, not anymore. Well, it kind of seemed like after a couple of years, it was almost sad. Like, I don't want to be hanging on to that, man. Onwards and upwards, right? Except that I don't really have an upwards or an onwards. so I'm still stuck in the mire. Still back here doing nothing. Just like I was before the podcast. Before the podcast, for the coffee pasta, before anything else, you know, still doing nothing. That's how I keep.
There's proof of your existence out there now.
It happened.
It happened.
The thing that's it's like I told the journalist. That's another thing that really blows me away. I got interviewed. There's an article about me in the BBC, man.
Oh my God.
You didn't know about that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So the writer of the article, he's still a mutual of mine on Twitter, at least I think after all these years, I think he's still a mutual. He could not get the name Fetusberry past the censors. So they had to call me Crunch.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there actually is an article about me in the BBC.
I think I'm looking at it right now. The one by Tom Gerken.
Tom Gerken, yeah. Uh-huh. That's the one. Tom Gerken, yeah. He's a real cool guy. And, you know, he gave me a fair shake. A lot of people say that, like, all journalists are scum. I gotta say, this one guy, this Tom Gerken, very cool guy, man. I really like that guy a lot. Really nice guy. The other ones, you know, I got interviewed by, I want to say, like, the Daily Dot. I think. And there was like, there was another one. There were like a couple of them that were questionable. Yeah, BBC gave me a fair shake. Yeah.
That's kind of surprising with the BBC. I always hear bad stuff about them from Brits.
Yeah, well, yeah. But that kind of comes down. I think that comes down to.
It's a good thing. We're in the good.
Yeah, we're in the good country. The world. Yeah.
We're so likable.
We the Yanks, they love us. I think it kind of comes down to like the author. Well, and Tom's not out there reporting on like the biggest stuff, you know. I think he writes like tech stuff and so on. He writes about memes, so like I feel like he's got a bit more leeway, right? Probably. So like he doesn't have to do all the scummy stuff. He just kind of does what he wants to do. How you sign? Happy Memorial Day. You're dead. Nobody has a Memorial Day video. It's so sad. Well, yeah, we watched it. You and I. We recorded it and then we watched it. I think it's very funny. And nobody likes it. How about you, Mama? You seen that video?
See what video?
My Memorial Day video. That's up on YouTube.
Let me see. You got a link?
Well, I think I retweeted it lately.
Retweeted it lately? All right, give me one moment like to find that.
Like Clef.
So much podcast stuff to go through.
I don't. What? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's recent stuff. Yeah. Well, because I kept spamming links. I was like, somebody join. And then somebody, honk, honk. And if somebody finally did, God bless you, Memoir. Look at that. What a nice guy. Finally joined. He did what he said he was going to do. And the other thing is, too, while we're waiting for you to join, right? I'm sitting here with that. And I was like, dude. I was like, look, if nobody fucking joins here in a minute, I'm fucking calling it and I'm never doing this again.
God.
And then here you come and you reaffirm my faith in humanity. Look at that. You had no idea what was riding on this. Yeah.
It was a close one because like a friend of mine, Anilla's, we were hanging out in his Discord server. And right as you were getting the link pulled up, he comes in. I'm not sure if you know Chubb's Goof on Twitter. Yeah. He's a great guy. I'd definitely recommend checking out his account sometime.
Tell him to check me out.
Oh, we told him to check you out too. Like we were telling him, hey, we're actually about to jump in on a podcast. You want to join in too? And he's like, nah.
Well, maybe I don't want to check him out then.
He sounded pretty tired.
Scratch my back, I scratch my
dick. Oh, God.
I scratch my dick. How about? Oh, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Is your Memorial Day video the Morbius one?
Huh? I forgot. Hashtag. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, God, it's just that end. It's the end of his hair all the way back. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that video is it's just Ed End pulling his hair all the way back, and he's funny for like 8 seconds, and that's the whole video. Yeah. Yeah. Happy Memorial Day. You're dead.
He certainly was morbid there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's Remorbial Day. Remorbial Day. Because we're remorbing. We're morbing again. Yeah,
Morb 2 has been confirmed. There will be a remorbening.
Oh my gosh. I gotta say, man, they tricked me. There's
Remorber.
Bride of the Remorber. There was this one fucking parody account.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I checked their bio because their bio is like their bio is like check out our like pin post or whatever. And what it is them being like, yeah, we're parody. I saw this one tweet that totally fucking got me. Morbius 2 has been greenlit, and it's called Morbius More Problems. And I'm like, damn. All like, yo, is that really
love that.
The title? Is that really the title? And I looked, and I'm like, no, it's not actually the title because they're fucking parody. And I'm like, oh God, thank God. Morbius. Yeah, Morbius is Morbius Dorpheus. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I just can't wait to see Morbius.
The movie?
To see Morbius.
Yeah. The best part is when he's like, it's Morbin time. Yeah.
The best part is when he tells the VTuber to stand back that he's beginning to morb.
Yeah, he's starting to morb. Yeah. Well, that's his secret, Cap. He's always morbing. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's I am actually kind of tired of the memes, but at the same time, I think it's very funny that the second movie has been greenlit.
Octopus hands.
Octopus.
All because of memes.
Yeah, and I warned.
All because of people mocking it.
I warned people that this is what was going to happen. I have been warning people about this effect for years. Hey, memes joined, and it's very loud.
That is incredibly loud. I can barely hear you over it.
Yes, hello. Hey, memes, figure out your microphone.
I have it figured out.
Oh, good. I'm glad you have it figured out. You got to turn it down some. yeah.
I came in at a good time, considering you're obviously talking about Morbin time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
You almost missed
Morbin time.
It's always Morbin time. No, you never would have missed it. Because it's always time for Morbin time. yeah, so, wait, what was I saying? What the hell was I saying?
Well, the new Morbius, it's going to be linked to the new Blade.
Oh, yeah, no. So I had warned people that this was going to happen. I have been warning people for years about, you know, Netflix and everything else. And, like, even if you're hate-watching it, they can't tell. You're giving them, like, You're giving them the attention that they want. It doesn't matter what your motivation is, whether you're watching it ironically or you hate watching, or you're just watching it to be like reaffirmed in your hatred of this thing. I don't know. I don't think I like it. I want to watch this thing and it's terrible. I want to prove to myself that it's terrible. It doesn't matter why you're watching.
It'd be right? Like if back it's when the first Sonic trailer came out, people were finding ironic enjoyment in Ugly Sonic back then.
Yeah.
If they were treating Ugly Sonic back then like we are now, where it's like, we hate him, but we love him, right, then they would have gone ahead with the design, and we wouldn't have one of the best video game to movie adaptations.
And the sequel also was really very good. So like
I loved the sequel.
Hey, Morbius on right now. Oh my God, he's morbing out.
I really watched that.
Oh shit, he's morbing right now. His hands are going all glowy, and he just jumped, and he was all like dusty and stuff. He's morbing, you guys. He's morbing his way around the bullets, you guys. All right, so hey, who's been enjoying the stream? Hey, you want to do an intro?
I don't have much to introduce.
Well, just tell us who you are.
Well, powerful memes on Twitter. I'm basically a shit poster.
Yep. Okay. So you're in good company because that was basically Mamora's intro as well.
And Mila's.
Shit poster on Twitter. Yeah. And Mila as well. Yeah.
I mean, there's a substantial difference between the shit that is Morbius and, say, a Christopher Walken movie.
You know, okay, look, I've never ever done this on he's morbing out, his eyes are gone white. So I've never ever done this on a recording, but a long time ago, some friends asked me if I could like read Japanese in a Christopher Walken voice. It turns out I can. So I can speak Japanese as Christopher Walken. Now, that's a kind of a misdirect, okay? The thing is, I developed a bit where I'm Christopher Walken talking about Korean food.
Oh my, I have to hear this.
Okay. I was hoping that would be the reaction. Okay. So, I went to the Korean restaurant. Wow, there's a lot of great food. You go in, you may not know what to expect. You read the menu, sounds so exotic. Oh, gochujang. Wow, bibimbap. Your taste buds, they'll say, Annyeong Haseyo. There's, I don't know, I'm working on it. It's not great, but that's my start.
You gotta work something in there about offering the waitress a sample of your own bulgogi.
It's thinly sliced beef served over rice. My bulgogi is tender. Ooh. Be amazed. It's marinated. I don't know. Yeah, like I say, I'm working on it. It's been a couple of years. I've been working on it.
There is a pickup line somewhere in there.
There's got it.
Your love being tender, like the
bulgogi.
In the bulgogi.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You got a sample of new style kimchi you'd like her to sample.
Oh god, great. No, I forgot that whole thing. Oh, there's kimchi. It's spicy fermented cabbage. They bury it. It goes bad, but in a good way. Yeah. It's like a whole right.
There's definitely a pickup line somewhere in there.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I've been to a German restaurant. Sure. They do a potato salad. It comes out warm. I said, why? Gave it a go. Why not? It's tasty. Brown mustard. Crunchy. I have tried some other things. Schnitzel, it's great. They make their own pasta in Germany. It's called Spätzle. You wouldn't believe. Unbelievable. Boiled cabbage. I don't know. There's more. Everybody can do Christopher Walken, right?
My Christopher Walken sucks to the point I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah, but my point is, though, that everybody's got one, right? Everybody think, oh, hey, I can do Chris Walk. Yeah, most of them suck.
Yeah.
I think. There you go. That's a good one, buddy. What's the sign? Okay, that's the sign of a good impersonation, like an impression. If you say their name, I think that's then it's funny because then people know when to laugh. Well,
yeah.
I'm Ronald Reagan. I like to sniff butts, and I eat farts. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it's funny. It's when you hear their names.
You forgot to put in his favorite activity.
Yeah, you got a Ludacris? Oh, hang on. Dead End has a Ludacris impression. Hang on, let's go.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hey, what's up, G's? I'm Ludacris.
Nice. Dude, that was dope. Yo, that was like I was in the same room as Ludacris. That's unbelievable. Let me see if I can.
Hello. Hello, my name is Kim Jong-un.
Oh, shit. No, Kim Jong-un, get off the phone. Let me talk to him again. Let me talk to Mamoru again. Let me see if I can do Ludacris. Let's see. You're serving the peace. Move and get out of my way, you know? Back up, you know, like he says in that song, he's like, stop, you know, being so close and get back. It's a good one. I think we nailed it.
See, Fetus Berry, you got to update the Dead Kennedys classic, Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Round. You just got to get somebody who can do a mediocre Margaret Thatcher impression and just add in your Ronald Reagan impression instead of having it be somebody from the State Department.
Ooh, yeah, that's a really good idea. Well, you heard that I redid. Well, no, you may not. Oh, Margaret Thatcher did it. I'm from Queens, Bungsland. Yeah,
that's just a Monty Python woman.
It's not. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying
Margaret Thatcher kind of was.
Yeah,
fair enough.
What I mean is, it's not acting if you don't yell. That's my point. the other thing is too is well, okay, did you hear that I did a version of Chemical Warfare on well, I guess it was on Visual Trash.
I missed that one. I will have to watch that
one. So yes, of course. This gives me a chance to plug. So Visual Trash was the series that I was doing for a minute there. I've stopped for the moment. I may well return to it. I don't know. I got discouraged after YouTube shut me down on one of the videos, and then like nobody said anything about it. And so I was like, ah, okay. I'm like, I might as well give it up because nobody was paying attention anyway. In one of the Visual Trash videos, I threw in a little bit because it matched the cadence. So I said cup holder corn dog, cup holder corn dog. I don't know. Well, who's Gordon Ramsay? But yeah, I said cup holder corn dog a bunch of times to the cadence of Chemical Warfare. I feel like it worked. There was one person that Stane Haynes, unfortunately, he's been banned from Twitter, but yeah, no, he was like, dude, that's amazing. He's like, actually, you've got that song. You got that song stuck in my head. And that's really what I'm going for. You know, at the end of the day, that's what I want the most.
At some point, I have to rewrite Love Me, I'm a Liberal.
It's, you know, plastic surgery disasters. And in God We Trust, Incorporated.
Honestly, the best Dead Kennedy song that's most appropriate now is Love Me, I'm a Liberal. And that is not the first cover that was ever done of it either.
Yeah. Well, there's, I don't know. Kill the Poor still kind of works.
Yeah.
It's not as applicable, but Kill the Poor still works. Why would the restaurant have a waiting room? I guess is what I'm wondering. Because it used to be a doctor's office? Yeah, that makes more sense. And then Chef Ramsay's like, come here. And he grabs her hand and he puts it on his bum. And then he pulls her into the back rooms. And he's like, what are you doing, you fucking donkey? And he, you know, tells her what's up.
Smacks a couple pieces of bread on her and calls her a slut sandwich.
Yeah. He's like, what are you? And she's like, I'm an idiot sandwich. And he's like, that's right, you fucking donkey. And then he puts her into the freezer where there's no escape handle, which is, you know, against OSHA, but whatever. And he calls her a donut. Yeah. And he tells her to eat a plate of shit. She can't come out until she eats a whole plate of shit.
Oh, dear Lord. You just reminded me.
Chill out. Yeah.
You just reminded me.
Eating plate of shit.
My shit post for the day. Yeah. My only one that's actually gained traction today.
Nice.
You guys are going to hate this. You're going to hate hearing about this, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Podcast over.
I posted. I really wonder if Nikocado Avocado keeps going. How long until he's doing coprophilia mukbang videos for pure shock value?
Oh, coprophilia. Yeah. Well. Okay.
I mean, I sort of assume that he still has his boyfriend because his boyfriend can't escape his gravitational pull.
Probably. Yeah, he can't leave orbit.
To be fair, they're both in each other's gravitational orbits right now.
Yeah, it's like a binary system, yeah. The two suns are in each other's... well, you know what? We can kind of take solace, I guess, in the fact that sooner or later, you know, orbits decay and that they're eventually going to just... I don't know. I guess go supernova. They'll destroy their own little solar system they developed, and the rest of us outside of it will be fine, which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look for the positive.
Yeah. I'm still looking back and seeing Nikocado Avocado's, like, old videos when he was a violin channel.
Yeah. It's
depressing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, see, you're not going to see that kind of progression for me. Because I'm Fetus Berry Crunch, and I've always been depressing. So, onwards and upwards, baby. Except we're stuck in first gear at the bottom of a hill. I never got. So, I don't do YouTube, just in general. There are a lot of people out there who have done YouTube. I've never watched PewDiePie. I watched one iDubbbz video. I used to watch Filthy Frank because he would curse and shoot fireworks at other people. That was cool. I watched like one Hee Hee video back when Ethan was doing Vape Nation. I thought that was pretty funny. because he had the you know, the socks and the flip flops and the fupa hanging out and the whole thing, right? That was cool.
Ethan used to be funny.
He used to be funny. He's not anymore. I mean, I guess he's still funny, but for the wrong reasons.
But I mean, like, my brief exposure to all of those names is literally it's you either blow your channel up or you live to be the cringe that you mocked.
Yes.
What if I do neither?
I mean, PewDiePie hasn't turned into a complete cringe lord for I know.
Okay. Does he still upload videos?
Doesn't he? I thought he did.
I assume he does. I mean,
right? I mean, he's got to keep the money rolling in one way or another. But hey, what if you take the Fetusbury trajectory and you just never hit it big?
I mean, just, you know, beat some dictionaries to death and.
Oh yeah. Which, by the way, hey, that gives me an opportunity to plug. Not that anybody's listening, but hey, there is the Fetusbury Crunch versus the Dictionary shirts available exclusively on queenstrash.com. Queens is in the neighborhood of New York. queenstrash.com. You can have them custom made by my buddy over there in NYC. You will receive a handwritten letter, actually, with every shirt that you order. And that's proven to be true, not just me, because I did get a custom letter, but so did a couple of my other friends who ordered shirts. They also got custom letters. Shirts available up to Cyclopean sizes, if it is you're an enormous man like me, like a spectacle of man. That's me.
Does it go up to Nico Cotto Avocado size?
I don't know. I don't think that Nico could fit in a 5XL. But I do. I like to wear my shirts baggy, so I got a 5XL. If you want to, you can, you know, check out queenstrash.com. He's got a bunch of other really cool shirts as well. So while you're there, you know, at least one shirt. But they're all lovingly handcrafted. Silkscreened by one dude who lives in New York City. Did y'all see that post that I made about how he's putting up flyers with my face on them in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
I also noted that some of the stickers had escaped containment and started appearing elsewhere, including outside the country.
Yeah, that's wild. So there's that one that I helped him design, actually. He's like, I was thinking about doing this. Have you seen this man? And I said, okay, well, what about have you seen Thanks for Look? And he thought that was really funny. So that's why it's on the flyers. And then he met those dudes from like Chile or something and gave them more flyers for them to post around Chile. I don't know if it's in Santiago or whatever, but I haven't seen any follow up on that. But at the same time, I'm still kind of jazzed that they're, you know, that they're just out there in general.
Talking about the food?
No. The food?
You said Chile.
Chile, the country.
Yeah, no. Chile. No, Chile is like it's like actual like South American Spanish cuisine.
Like a stew. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Chile is a country. It's south of where all the Nazis went. They went to Argentina. Is what the Nazis are. Okay. Is they went to Argentina.
They went to Argentina to eat chili.
No, because they have their own food in Argentina. Yeah. I mean, they may make some regional variation of chili, but no, Argentinian food's different. And then you have Chilean cuisine. Huh?
I think they start green.
I mean, probably in some form or another. I mean, I imagine so. Like, a lot of countries have kind of figured out the sort of general idea of sour cream. Yeah.
They just put milk in it and make it.
Don't just put milk. You don't just put milk. Don't you put
milk. Like, do people not realize that, you know, South America has its own unique cuisine? Things like ceviche, which gives me an opportunity to plug the whole one season of Samurai Pizza Cats.
Hey! No, wait, weren't they two? Were they two?
There might have been two, but I mean,
dude, one of the craziest things about that show, I watched that show whenever I could, right? And then many years later, I met somebody else who had actually seen it, and I'm like, oh my god, you're the only person. He said, yeah, here's something funny about that show. When it was shipped over from Japan, they lost the script. So they had to kind of ad lib everything, and I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, dude, that makes so much sense. And I also kind of didn't believe him. So I looked it up, And no, that's absolutely what happened. Japanese Samurai Pizza Cats is like a serious show. But
and then the North American version has Emperor Fred running around going, Farad, Faraday, 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 Farad, 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 Farad.
Exactly. And then there's that one dude who sounds like, what is that, Bruce Valanche? No, it's not Bruce Valanche. It's Rip Torn. No, not Rip Torn. You know what I'm talking about. Which guy? He was on the... No, not Swat Cats. He was on the Bloodhound Gang. Hello! Rip Taylor. Thank you. Yeah, that dude sounds like Rip Taylor. And yeah, there's no Japanese equivalent. I mean, if you had shown that to somebody who was actually into Samurai Pizza Cats, they would not know what the fuck you were doing. Here's something else, actually, that not everybody knows. There actually was a Japanese Famicom game made based on Pizza Cats.
Oh.
Dude, it's really fucking good. What a great game.
But is it like... Is it Arcade TMNT good? Or Battletoads good?
It's...
There is a whole host of people that are like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? I was born in 1999, 2004.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about grandpa games. yeah, I'm going to keep talking about grandpa games. It's a side scroller. You can choose between, you know, Speedy Guido or Polly. But then you can also like summon the cat cousin guys, like the dude with the big cannon or the flying guy or the water guy. You can summon them. So it's really cool. It's really, really, really cool. You should definitely check it out. Yeah. I could not give you the Japanese name. You know, I don't remember the name of the series in Japan.
I'm looking it up now. Kyato Ninden Tayandi.
Kyato Ninden Tayandi. Yeah. See? It's a series about cats. The mechanized samurai. They fight out of a gun. They live a pizza. Sometimes. Not all the time. There's bad crows. They're robots. Kind of.
I apparently watched the show all the time when I was like really, really little.
Well, yeah,
but I have no recollection of it. The only reason I have recollection of watching it is because my dad, when I was a kid, would bring it up sometimes.
Oh, what a great show. You got to mention. Tell him I said he's cool. Hey.
he didn't like it. My dad grew up when he was growing up, Speed Racer was fairly new and it was on TV. He absolutely hated it. he had friends who liked it. He couldn't stand it.
Dude, it was a great show, man.
And then there's my father who claims that he was traumatized watching Roadrunner mutilate that poor coyote every fucking weekend.
Dude, why the coyote had it coming, first off? Secondarily. Okay, first and first mostly, why the coyote had it coming? Secondarily, okay. Why did he keep ordering from Acme, even though shit always went wrong?
He would think he would have ordered from ECMA and then like got shit that worked.
Yeah, exactly. See, that feeds into my first point, right? Like my second point is like, why would he have kept ordering? But that feeds into my first point. He's a dumb dumb for wanting to do it in the first place, and then he tries it and it fails. Well, you'd think after 6,000 tries that it would have been the green M&M with tits. You would think that after like the 6,000th try that it didn't work, that he probably would have moved. Is that a cum sock? Oh no, it's got toes, toenails. That's worse.
Oh man. Okay, if you're gonna cum sock, do not use like toe socks. That's just fucking weird.
No, it wasn't. It but wasn't
what if you toe got socks. A foot fetish?
Well, that's also disgusting. But no, they weren't actually. So what Dan just showed me. This is, it's actually, we're like a proper podcast. You show me things that nobody else can see. So what he just showed me was somebody in it was like a normal, like, tube sock, but it had toenail supplied. But they were in the wrong places. They were, like, off center of the toe, so it looked even worse.
Wait, so it's, like, plastic toenails on the toe socks?
Yeah. No, not toe socks. They were tube socks.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. So, hey, fair warning. This normally cuts off after about 15 more seconds. So I guess we're going to see if it cuts off at the normal time. In which case, you know, thanks for listening or whatever. You guys are welcome to retweet. We have 3 seconds. Let's see.
He is Fetus Berry Crunch.
It did not stop recording. That's incredible.
Oh. Okay. So I guess it just likes me.
Yeah, I guess we can keep on going. No. Okay. The person had toenails with the polish on, and then the socks had holes so that the toenails came through because they were like press on toenails. That's horrifying. That's
still disgusting.
Yeah. Arguably worse.
Arguably worse.
There's their toes with the nails on, and their long nails, like Sojo.
That's all. They're
wiggling.
The only way to make that worse would be to like be wearing all of that with flip flops.
I'm gonna be honest. I can understand somewhat the long fake fingernails.
Oh,
but long fake toenails. What the fuck are you smoking?
Dude, no, Dead End is right. The way to make it worse actually would be to wear Crocs and then have your toenails stick out through the holes in the Crocs.
Oh,
yeah, that actually, yep, that groan really sums it up. Yeah, drives it home.
Oh, make them the high heel Crocs.
Oh, the ones that are like $600.
Yep,
Frankenstein ones like. You're banging some chick with Franken Crocs.
Yeah, like
Crockensteins. They were like platform Crocs.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
I mean,
why? Yeah, I don't. Why? Understand
no,
that.
Just hey, okay. You either commit to being a goth or commit to being trailer trash. Do not try to mix the pair.
Listen, I'm gonna fuck them either way. Okay, look. Do you remember? Probably not. In the mid to late, huh? Okay, in the mid to I'm. If I listen to this show after it was on recording, I would hear what you just said, but I'm not going to because I don't. You remember back in the mid to late 90s, everybody's wearing platform shoes, and then a bunch of people ended up in wrecks because they were driving their cars in platform shoes.
Yeah,
that. Good times. They were driving Miss Daisies.
The funniest thing I ever saw during that period was like an attempt at pimping out like a Civic.
Nice.
In Japanese style. And then this like tiny goth chick with like 8-inch puppy stompers gets out. It's like, okay, what?
Wow. How do you do that? You gotta sit farther back. She'd have to sit as far back as I do from the steering wheel.
How tiny was she? Was she tiny enough that she needed the seat right up there? Because then maybe her legs weren't long enough to reach the pedal. Was she a midget?
No, she was like, I don't know, probably 5'3".
Okay, well, in that case, you probably needed like arm extensions to grip the wheel, right?
I don't know. She had the windows tinted. This is back. Like,
she had the windows tinted. Yeah, well, who didn't?
Windows tinted, but she still had them tinted, and she claimed, "Oh, well, it was like that when I ordered it from Japan." I
was like, "Sure, it was."
Not a right wheel drive. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
the cops were stupid then, just as they are now. And they okay.
You know what's funny, actually, is you were like, she was so tiny. Somebody else was like, how tiny was she? And like, oh, that's like the standard setup, you know? My wife is so fat. How fat was she? Well, she sits around the house.
If I ever make her mad, it takes me 2 E-trains and a bus to get on her good side.
Hey, she takes up 4 different zip codes. Hey,
or you can take the other route, turn it into an anti-joke. Oh, how big was she? She died from her obesity.
Yeah, she died due to heart complications. Yeah, no, she died because she had sleep apnea.
Take my wife. No, please, take my wife.
First, they took her feet.
She is rotting in the living room. I can't lift her anymore. She's too fat. Please take her.
Take my wife, for example. Here's one that I like. How many black guys does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
One. He's a journeyman electrician and you're a racist. There you go. See, that's a good one.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that a black guy has to be get up to being a journeyman electrician before he even knows how to change a light bulb? What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I was talking about that one guy in black, in particular, in Blacktacular. Yeah, that one guy.
Literally a black astronaut, man.
Yeah. But a bus driver wrote a song about being the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon from his air balloon. Yeah. Yeah, Tribal Phoenix. Oh, God. That was terrible. I remember that, man. He was like, it's not bus driver, but yeah, this one guy that we used to know, he was like, yeah, I want to get like a tribal tattoo. We were like, bro, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I was thinking about like a tribal phoenix. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, we're just going to call you Tribal Phoenix from now on. Like, you can't get past this, bro. It's over. It's fucking over for you, buddy.
Michael was my slave name. My real name is Tribal Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good as it goes. River Phoenix was a great name, but then he died.
Oh.
Anyway, that's probably a good place to leave the show. Thanks very much. Guys. I got to take off for now.
Leave it right here, just like Keanu Reeves.
It was fun. Left
alone eating that. Poop, poop, poop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm glad to hear you thought it was fun, man. We can try to do this again sometime. Yeah, for now, I'm going to go. Next time I'm hammered on Twitter, I'll let y'all know and see if y'all want to join again.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, yeah.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah, man. Likewise. And, you know, all of our nun listeners, enjoy yourselves. Hypothetically. Because
hey, you, hypothetical listener.
Right.
You are the one that I joined this for.
Yeah, you're the one that made the difference, hypothetical listener. Yeah. Thank God you were listening. I was going to top myself.
You changed and saved lives by tuning into this.
If you were,
you magnificent motherfucker.
Touching yourself.
Exactly, yeah. See, I'm feeling a lot better now. I'm not going to go drive my car into a ravine off a dead man's curve. You know, not yet.
We're not going on next road.
I'm going to be touching Taco myself thinking about you, hypothetical listener. I hope you know that.
Bless you, hypothetical listener. All right, well, yeah, thanks to, I don't know, the other people who listened on the show while we were recording. It's me and it's Dead End and it's Memes and Mori. So that's it. Thanks to the four of us, especially thank you, me. Have a nice evening.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, you too, guys.